Demon Seed.
Lockhart, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Oscars.
Mary the Pope. Mehmet.
My wonderful boys.
Get the cape, it's time.
Say it, John.
My boys, my wonderful boys. Come closer. Ian. Hang on, I haven't told you which one's
Jill. Good. Jill all, the catheter.
You've all been so...
Jill the stoma.
Very good to me over the years. You deserve a prize.
Help you, Roland.
A treat for your performance, both indoors and outdoors. Ian, for you. A toffee crisp. Lorraine, the strangest named of all the boys, for you, a Solero. And Gareth, the sweetest of all the boys, with the kindest of all the eyes, for you, this photograph of a woman's front bottom obtained from a magazine. Keep it safe, my child. It's the first one I ever owned. Jill, get the cape.
He's back.
How are you, Mike?
He's back.
Welcome back. Having a good time?
Oh, all the time.
Good.
As you well know.
That's what I thought about
I'm
you.
I'm actually wearing Demon Seed merch.
You can't see it, obviously. What have you got on?
Well, no, I'm not. Sorry, just took it off. What am I talking about?
I've got
I was wearing a Smash the Metal shirt, but I got plaster dust on it.
Because you were so ashamed. Because you were so ashamed of what this horrible, horrible thing is. I had a thought about you about, I think, 24 to 48 Tell hours
me,
ago.
You were thinking about me, John. Where were you, John? What are you doing, John?
John, I'm in a room.
Were you playing with your falouche, John?
It's quiet.
Tell me it's true.
There's nobody else here. I'm just lying on a bed. There's a strange light above me. Somebody's walked in. I don't know what they want.
Matron.
He's got gloves on. Why is he coming close? And I can't move. I'm paralysed. No, get off. You're hurting me. You're hurting me. No, not that bit. That's my private. I'm just having a bit of drink. Have you got a drink for today's?
No.
I've got a drink there.
Yesterday, John, I was on national radio. The Hawksby and Jacobs show. Two days ago, actually.
Okay.
And I was asked by Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs about various things. I talked about the other podcast that I do.
Yeah, the proper one.
My friend Charlie Baker was there. I think you may have met Charlie. Good comic.
Yeah, I've possibly,
and he said, and of course, don't forget the demon scene, right? And then Paul Hawksby said, oh, is that the one you do with John from Gold Digger and Chain? He said, what's that about then? I said, rather not talk about it. He said, oh, can we listen to it? I said, well, I wouldn't if I was you. He said, no, so how can we? I said, well, don't bother. You'll never get the time back.
Yeah. I mean, it's
and
best.
He said it was the only time he's ever had someone on there actively telling people not to listen to their podcast.
Which I think is only right.
I like Paul. That's the thing. So I wouldn't do that to him.
Nobody who you've got an ounce of respect for should know about this.
Nope.
Or should have to go through, you know, the listening experience.
As you say, John, the thing is very much a baptism of fire, if you will.
Very much so.
Baptism of fire, of course. And the listeners we have, all six or seven of them these days, who've been with us now this long time.
Yeah.
I have nothing but a complete lack of respect for them, of course.
Of course.
They're tremendously low standards. Their wonderful ability to endure pointless shit for months on end.
Years on end.
Years on end, John. Yeah. And, of course, let's not forget, John, that the last two or three Demon Seed podcast, I was not even aware were taking place. I found about them after the event.
Well, what I enjoyed about
post
them,
Proctor Hocked.
I still can't seem to find them on my actual podcast feed, even though I was the only one taking part in the recording of them. Which makes
I've been unable to listen to this an ending pile of shit since day one. I keep asking Pool Boy for a link, of course, and Pool Boy refuses to furnish me with one. As such, all I have are my memories and the constant stream of abuse from the people who endure this podcast.
No, I very much see it as a cry for help, a message in a bottle. I see myself as someone trapped on a desert island of my own mind, trying to desperately get some attention from the outside world by screaming into a microphone on a regular basis.
Giant steps are what you take, walking on the moon. Of course, getting my police songs confused there, John. I meant to sing Message in a Bottle, yeah. But, I was confused at the last minute, John, and accidentally sang the wrong police song.
But of course, Michael, if you were to make a mistake here, nobody would notice, and if they did, who would give a shit because of the
Roxanne,
six people?
You don't have to put on the red light.
I remember meeting Stuart Copeland of the police.
Copers, wonderful man. Of course.
Very young boy. And
one testicle, of course, much, much longer than the other one.
Well, it wasn't so much that it was longer. It was much bigger, you see. The left ball itself was about average size, but the right ball was exactly the same size. It's a size 5 mitre football. Yes. And the amount of pain and misery it caused him. Of course, with the money he made from the band, he did manage to shave it down to about a size 4 or 3, but it was so painful, he couldn't
go anywhere. Unwieldy, John, either way.
Yeah, of course, you know.
Horse caps, of course.
Dirty Jen.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart. Of course, one reminder of young Grantham.
Of course.
He suffered the slings and arrows, of course, of outrageous fortune. And a wonderful man, a wonderful actor.
Very wonderful.
Able to bring Dirty Den to life, you know. Yeah. Of course, one is reminded of his work on Fort Boyard, of course, with young Linda Messenger.
Of course, yes.
And just an underrated character, John. Wonderful company, a great bon vivant, of course. Had a certain joie de vivre. And the only really, in a long and storied career, of course, the only real black mark against Grantham's name, of course, was the time when he stabbed a taxi driver to death in Germany.
Of course. Which I quite clearly remember my grandmother being outraged and reading about this in the
well, she was in the Luftwaffe, so she
well,
was,
of course, you know, she was absolutely
vicious
shocked.
Vicious woman, vicious.
Shocked and stunned, you know, ruled with an iron fist over her. Over
oh, Gruppenführer. Gruppenführer Rutledge was not too tribal.
Here, Uncle Arthur. Here, Uncle Arthur.
So tell him, Pike.
Pike without the audio, here we go.
I'm so very tired. Same bits, just over and over again.
Slightly different order. Slightly different order.
Oh, God, yeah.
What the thing, John, you see, I've been reminded very much of in this unending stream of consciousness of the great work, of course, of Gugu. Who can forget Gugu?
Gugu.
And the other one, of course.
Gugu and Pampas, of course.
Und Pampas, yeah.
Oh. Of course.
Die Lasche was Englisch.
Das ist Gugeln und Pampen. Oh, ja.
Ja, ja. Das ist kriminal.
Neu und Brat und Prosiden neu. Rambos Wei. Wirbang.
Regates, man, Schatzi.
Did you have Sky in the 90s? Or did you have mates with Sky before it became the Sky we know and love today?
I had Sky, mate. Don't you worry about that.
And you know, I mean, we always talk about, Mike, when we get together, you know, Tutti Frutti, the Italian channels.
Super, super lover. Super, super Europe. Super, super lover. We love you, Super Europe. We love you. Super Europe. Ti amo. Super Europe.
We had a kid in my school, and he came down from
micro memories. In about the third, it must have been the third year. I think these days they call that like year 17 or something. I don't know how modern schools work. They don't
year
call
39.
It. Yeah, year 39
they
or
count
something.
All the terms as years.
And I don't understand how any of it works. But anyway, we had this kid move down from Barrow in Furness, and he joined our school just as we were taking our options for GCSEs. And he claimed that he knew a woman who worked for Nintendo. And he could get all the Nintendo systems and all the games. But he also had Sky Television, and he had all the channels. He wasn't a bad lad. He just seemed to have a lot of tall stories, which we seemed to lap up somehow. Somehow, the fact that he came from Barrow in Furness gave him a sort of exoticness that we'd never witnessed before. And each day he would come in and tell us about the things he'd either played on his Nintendo that he got off of a woman who works for Nintendo, or the programs he'd watched on satellite TV. And on one occasion he came in and said Tutti Frutti was on last night, but it was a 3D special, and he had the glasses.
And I do remember there was a 3D episode or several 3D episodes of Tutti Frutti, which for people who, I mean, we talk about it all the time. It is just the backbone of this. For people who don't know, Tutti Frutti was one of the leading quiz shows of satellite
television. Well, you are, John. I mean, Tutti Frutti was very much the vanguard of this, the quiz show industry in the 1980s, of course, John, into the 1990s. What set apart Tutti Frutti from a lot of the mainstream quiz shows, John? One thinks of things such as Strike It Lucky, of course, and Play Your Cards Right. Was the fact that most of the contestants were in a state of undress. And there was a strange round, John, in the middle of Tutti Frutti, where women from all over Europe wearing various sashes from various countries would parade around the studio in nothing but a G-string, John, shaking their knockers in the air, whilst the host, who remained suited with a shirt and tie and a jacket and trousers on at all times, discussed the ins and outs of the game, John. A wonderful expose, if you will, of late 20th century German culture.
I clearly remember a husband and wife team would seem to appear on stage and answer a series of questions. And besides the in-house models who would remove their clothes, the husband and wife would proceed to stand front of the camera. The wife would take most of her clothes off, but the husband...
Almost all the clothes, in fact, John, whereas the husband would loosen his tie at once.
Slightly loosen his tie, maybe show you a wee bit of his piss-stained purple jockey's trousers, his pants. Well, that was about as far as it went. It was fucking weird.
Great days, John. I think we can all agree.
Great times indeed. And I think that's something we all miss on satellite television, especially for those people now who pay a massive amount of money to subscribe to Sky, only to see Premier League sport and the latest cinema releases. It's nowhere near.
Absolute travesty of justice. It really is.
Complete failure of,
It gets my mind back, John, of course, those times when, as a young man, you know, very much full of vim and vigor, as you are in those formative years of your life as a young teenage lad, and he'd land in his young 20s. Goes, still living at home as I was at the time in Barry in South Wales.
Lovely place.
Where my mum and dad had an early Sky set, and I would have to sneak downstairs, John, of course, only the one television at the time, turn the sound off for as low as I could possibly get it, and watch Tutti Frutti in my pyjamas.
While squeezing your cheese.
Although heaven forfend my mother should turn up unannounced, because I was in a state of some arousal most of the time, John, but one must find comfort where one can at the time.
Well, exactly.
I was a late starter, John, with the girls. So Tutti Frutti was a wonderful and welcomed release for me, John.
Well, I must say, I mean, for a lot of young lads during that time, if you...
Maria Whittaker. Linda Lazzardi. Soundbox.
Going up the woods.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clack hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to dress it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming paywall. Twice the clag. Twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.